From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Beneath a Southern Sky by Deborah Rainey. Now let's begin with Beneath a Southern Sky. Prologue. A chill rain washed the Kansas Turnpike, and the angry gray skies overhead offered no hope for an end to the downpour. It seemed to Daria that hers was the only car in this lonely stretch of highway. The deserted road seemed a fitting metaphor for what her life had become. She passed the Emporia exit and shifted in her seat, settling in for the long haul. She'd been on the road for well over an hour, and her destination was still more than 2 hours away. Was 2 hours long enough to decide what she would do when she got there? Was a lifetime long enough? She took her hands off the wheel and rubbed away the beginnings of a headache. As she turned her head from side to side, trying to ease the taut muscles in her neck, her eyes fell on the yellow piece of paper that lay on the passenger seat beside her. In this world of fax machines and email, she hadn't realized that people still sent telegrams. And yet it seemed appropriate somehow. She couldn't imagine news such as this 8.5 by 11 inch sheet of paper held coming in any other way. Daria turned her eyes back to the road. She didn't need to read the telegram again. She had it memorized. But committing the tersely worded message to memory didn't answer the heart-rending question it begged. Barely 48 hours ago, she had thought she was the happiest woman alive. But 19 words on one thin yellow sheet of paper had changed everything, and now the reality of her dilemma nearly took her breath away. How did a woman choose between two men she had always loved with all her heart? The relentless drumming of the rain on her windshield and the incessant rhythm of the wipers carried her back to another time, to another rain, and bid her to